the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, it's still a public mystery as to how a body wound up on a conveyor belt at a Monmouth County recycling plant. State police responded to the recycling facility in Farmingdale on Wednesday afternoon. They say they were called in after plant workers found a man's body on the belt while sorting materials. As we mentioned, the investigation continues. In New Jersey, who's at fault when someone gets injured on your sidewalk? Experts say many times the victim is out of luck.
There's no straightforward answer. Attorney Tyrone Sergio in Morristown says municipalities can point the finger at the homeowner when they have an ordinance for sidewalk maintenance, but the homeowner can point to a court ruling from decades ago that suggests there's no liability in residential cases unless the property owner caused the sidewalk issue.
If no one is responsible, then no one is safe.
Sergio adds, if the law suggests homeowners don't have to maintain their sidewalks in a safe condition, then towns shouldn't be able to transfer the obligation of maintenance to their residents. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Camden County resident has tested positive for botulism. The rare illness attacks the body's nerves, according to the county health department. Health officials say the illness is not contagious and is instead contracted through food or wounds. And Verizon is buying Frontier Communications in a $20 billion deal that helps to strengthen the New York-based company's fiber network. Verizon Communications says the transaction will also help it in the areas of artificial intelligence and IoT. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Some rain for Saturday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Squeezing out one more reasonably nice day today, then one somewhat inclement and unsettled day tomorrow, and then we flip right back to pleasant, dry, warming weather all the way through next week. A mix of sun and clouds out there today, and there could be a few sprinkles, especially along the coast. High temperatures 75 to 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonable. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid, with highs in the 70s. Also a chance of a shower in the morning. Better chance of rain and maybe a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. The sun comes out again on Sunday. It'll be cooler and drier. Highs on Sunday only around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Fantasy Island Amusement Park on Long Beach Island is celebrating 40 years of fun. For hours and info, visit them online at fantasyislandlbi.com. Right now, 65 in Scotch Plains, 69 in Belmar, 66 in Mays Landing. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.